Yeah, Scott and Mary Alice, this is a downstate doctor who was called in by some parents who did not accept the initial diagnosis of conversion disorder. Dr. Rosario Trifoletti has said all along that he thinks the mystery illness in Leroy was caused by an infection. Tonight, he announced his preliminary findings do match up with that initial hypothesis. Trifoletti made his announcement tonight on the Dr. Drew show on the cable network HLN. He said the girls he tested in Leroy are showing signs that they could be suffering from pediatric acute neuropsychiatric syndrome. Now, that's also known as PANS, or formerly known as PANDAS. It's an autoimmune disorder caused by an infection which attacks parts of the brain.
I can tell you that they are testing positive for each one is testing for either streptococcus or mycoplasma, which is our known triggers of the PANDAS syndrome.
Now again, Dr. Trifoletti was called in by some of the parents in Leroy who were not satisfied with that diagnosis of conversion disorder that they got at Dent Neurological in Amherst. But the jury is still out on this, and there are some parents who are satisfied with that diagnosis. Today we heard from one Buffalo doctor who says social media might actually aid the spread of conversion disorder. Here's what he had to say this afternoon.
When you're being exposed also through videos and uploaded images to the same kind of phenomena, if you are a person who is vulnerable in some way because of your own stresses and anxieties, and particularly if you identify with that individual, I think there is a potential for that to then, you know, create further potential spread beyond the area that was initially involved.
Dr. Lichter says right now this is just a hypothesis, but he says he's seen at least one or two videos uploaded by the teenagers in Leroy that shows their symptoms. Dr. Lichter also says posting videos like that can actually be a double-edged sword. For some people seeking support online, he says can be helpful, but again, to those who are vulnerable, he believes it could cause them to develop those same symptoms. Live in the Information Center, Sarah Hopkins, Channel 2 News.